Your husband bought this house?
Huh?
Your husband was the one who bought this house?
Let me see there. This built this house. And Mr. McC bought it from the in 69, I think it was. And then later on, some of his heirs, I think, over in Prattville owned it. Some of the, I've forgotten the woman's name. But I think Father bought it from them. But my husband's father bought it. And he put one of his, put his oldest son up here. And he got sick, only stayed up here about 18 months. He got sick and passed away. That was Gip Robson. Then he put another son up here. And he lived here 7 or 8 years. And then he bought another plantation over, before you get up to the highway here, on the other side of the church that was called the Graves Place, and he put the son that was living here and his wife over there, and then my husband came up here and was up here 2 years before I came here, and I came here in 1915.
Mm-hmm. And you've been here ever since?
Been here ever since, yeah. I've been up here 15 years by myself. My husband's been gone about 15 years because Molly was just a little boy. Because the people that you know, you're so much more interested in reading about them, but I certain things I had it the other day looking at it. They had private schools in Hamblin. I had them in Lounsboro. So that's that.
Okay.
That finish you up?
Yeah, unless you want to talk some more. I've got a little tape.
Oh, well, whatever you want to talk about, anything you want to ask.
Well, anything you want to talk about. I think this is a place that I've never seen any place like it, and probably there are not many left.
Well, no. I tell you, there have been a lot of homes on this order in Lounsboro, some not as fine and some finer. But you see, there wasn't any way to... If they caught on fire, one of the prettiest homes, I never saw it, but I've heard them talk about it in Lounsboro, Burn was just a beautiful place. And then several other big, beautiful homes over there have burned. I had a nephew, Eli, that lives over there now, and he bought, as we'd go into Lounsboro up on the hill, we'd call it there, the old, his father, sister lived up there, and call it the Brown Place because she married a Captain, and it had been vacant. They all had died out. She had one married daughter living in Lounsboro, Convesta Tyson. But Eli Jr. bought it and restored it and lived in it 1 week, and it burned. I was down there at the little post office, and we looked up and we saw this smoke. My friend that was buried this afternoon was off on a visit somewhere, and one of my other neighbors was down there, and I was down there talking to her. And so we said, well, we just shut the post office up and run up the hill to the fire. And when I got there, there was Eli Jr., my nephew's husband, and I could hear they had beautiful chandeliers. I could hear those chandeliers clanking. And they had a baby, a right new baby. And I had loaned them the crib that all of my mother's children had used, a little mahogany crib, and it burned. Aww. And when he came over that way I was, he said the crib was gone. I told him to worry about the crib.
Oh, they had enough to worry about.
No, had enough to worry about that. But it did. And then there was another one in Lounsboro that was restored. And they hadn't lived in it but about 2 months. He had been in the Navy, Elliot from Lounsboro, and had retired and had bought an old home and had restored it. And his wife was sitting at the machine sewing, and lightning struck the house and burned it up. Now the other one they felt like was faulty wiring.